Terrorists are using social media to try to convince young people to support their goals and activities and take part in attacks. Experts say groups like the Islamic State are targeting young people around the world who are on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. They say the terrorists' messages are aimed at young people who spend a lot of time on social media. John Carlin is the Assistant Attorney General for National Security at the U.S. Department of Justice. He says, "We have not seen a terrorist threat like this before." Carlin says there have been more than 70 cases over the past 18 months that are linked to foreign terrorists. He spoke recently at a conference in Washington, D.C. He said Islamic State extremists have called on their targets to kill someone at home if they were not able to leave their country. This year, there were more than 10 such cases, Carlin said. He added, "We know the terrorists are particularly targeting and having success targeting young people, including children, with their radicalizing message." Carlin says more than half of those charged with terrorism-related crimes are younger than 25 years old. He says one-third of them are 21 years old and younger. Carlin said those charged did not have many things in common, such as where they live or their ethnic background. He said the common connection in almost every case was social media. He said this is because people who use social media the most tend to be young. He added, "I think that's why we're seeing our cases trend younger and younger." Carlin said the way to solve the problem is to stop foreign terrorists from directly contacting American youth. Richard Steinen disagrees about the effect of social media on young people. He has written a book called Surviving Cyber War. He said social media is not the problem. He told VOA, "We've always had youth susceptible to influence from bad elements, drugs, gangs. The internet is just spreading the problem faster," he said. "Terrorists are late to the game, but jumping right in. So the problem will grow as fast as other internet things grow." In June, Ardit Farizi was charged with illegally entering the computer system of an American company. Law enforcement officials say he stole information about 1,000 members of the U.S. military and their families. Officials say he gave the information to Junaid Hussein, a British citizen and computer criminal who was working for the Islamic State. They say the group released the information on the social networking website Twitter. It then urged its supporters to kill the people whose personal information it had put online. Carlin said, "This shows the threat we face today." Farizi has been arrested. Officials are trying to bring him to the United States to be prosecuted. Hussein was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Richard Steinen says communications technology has been creating major changes in the world. He notes that Facebook now has more than 1 billion monthly active users. He warns, "There are going to be things happening that no one predicted. This is a way of life." I'm Mario Ritter.